Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What dress did you finally pick out?
Oh, yeah.
Katie came in the other day with like 9 dresses on her phone.
I did. And I bought one, and then I brought it back and bought a different one. And last night, I had a little fashion show for the baby Nana. I sent her a bunch of pictures and which one she liked. And funny enough, she liked the same one you both liked.
The brown polka dot.
No, not the polka dot, the brown one.
I like the polka dot one.
No, you like the brown one too, though. You said
with
you liked
pockets?
How...
The front pocket.
So that's what I have because it goes better.
It covers the cleave too.
Yeah, and it goes better with the red heels I'm wearing. So it's,
right.
You know, all in all, the better pick. And then I have a fancy little purse that I'm wearing. I love it. I'm very excited.
I like that polka dot one, though. The polka dot one just kind of was fun. It's Elitch's, kind of, you know, silly little night out.
Yeah.
It was fun, but I do like the brown one, too.
I like the brown one much better. It's
a lot
more, like, adult, I feel.
Yeah, it was very classy. It's a classy-looking dress. I like cleave. A little cleave never hurt anybody.
Never hurt nobody.
Yeah. But there is something about those dresses that just start right under your neck right there and go down and cover the cleave that I find incredibly attractive.
Very classy.
I feel like also there's not a limit, because you can dress however the heck you want.
Sure.
But when I'm looking at it, I liked that I'm showing off my legs a little bit, showing off the arms, but covering up the rest.
It's
right?
A little more professional,
exactly.
I guess.
Exactly. So,
because you're around work people too.
Yeah, I'm around work people. Don't want to be getting everyone
else
fired up.
Well, I can't wait to see it.
What are you guys wearing?
I got a SpongeBob t-shirt that I'm going to rock tonight.
Oh, let's go.
You know, it's fall because, well, Starbucks just, fall soon because Starbucks dropped their PSL this week. It's back.
Yeah.
I'm reading a story here that came out from Google. Google searches for, quote, when do pumpkin spice lattes come out? We're up 510% on the Google box. And they say it has been searched more than ever before this year. Pumpkin spice latte is also the top trending latte search in the U.S., followed by banana bread latte, peanut butter latte, and hazelnut latte. They say pumpkin spice searches start peaking earlier and earlier and earlier every year. But on the heels of that, you know, I just said the banana bread latte.
Yeah.
There's also banana coffee syrup that has been searched and caramel apple iced coffee. Both hit all-time highs this month. But I will say bananas having a moment right now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of banana stuff going on.
People are loving the banana latte, especially, and there's all kinds of recipes all over TikTok for it. And in fact, even as you mentioned, Starbucks there, they have a banana forward fall menu
I love banana
released.
Bread as well.
So, exactly. And yeah, I like it because they say you can like crush up walnuts and put it on top.
Okay.
So you can really get it tasting like banana.
Wow.
I know you don't like chocolate chips in your banana bread.
I don't like anything crunchy in my banana bread or anything really sweet. Like that.
Yeah. So like some of the options have the, you know, chocolate flavor in there as well. But either way, the banana option,
it's having a moment.
I love it. I love it. I love the pumpkin spice one too. So I like that we're just adding to the menu now. Like, let's keep
going. I just have a regular banana.
Oh.
Believe it or
not. Look
at
you.
Speaking of fall, you've got this list about the fall fashion trends, and I feel like this is a must read because we got a lot of ladies listening to the show.
We sure do.
And a lot of fashion forward ladies out there as well. So what should we be looking for this fall?
Trench coats.
No.
I can't wait. What? Till I roll in here in my trench coat and completely, hey, you guys, wow.
That's only for creepers, right?
But with clothes on underneath. But I've always wanted
for
to
perverts.
Open my trench coat and just like, scare somebody. Huh. So yeah, fall 2026, expect trench coats for both men and women to
full
be
length
very,
or the
very,
mini trench?
Well, for the women, I think the full length is so... just sassy. I love the look of a full-length trench coat. For guys, I think it's the mid-knee trench coat.
Yeah, it goes about the knee.
It always creeps me out.
That's the solid look right there. Also,
can I pull it off with a pea coat? The pea coat kind of goes down that far.
No,
different coat.
Do the trench coat. That's
the
look this fall. Also, earth tone denim. So, you know, your jeans, your regular jeans.
I wore the yesterday. I had like some brownish jeans.
Big fan of that. Yeah.
Green jeans, tan jeans, all those earth tones. They're really making a comeback for this next upcoming season. I'm a fan as well. It's going to go perfect with your suede sneakers, which is also a good look. And that has been trending pretty hard for the last few seasons. So expect it to come back even more. And then the last one, I love this, chocolate brown bag. So think of your, you know, Kate Spade, your coach, but that nice deep chocolate brown
color.
To go with your trench coat and your suede sneakers.
I just bought a white Kate Spade for myself. Damn, I guess I better take that back.
I know.
And my white jeans.
My off-white jeans.
No more white. Not this season. But I like
That's good.
I've always been a fan of the tan, like, shirts. You know what I mean? Like,
the nude,
tan and
the
white.
Yeah.
And I just, earthy. I love those basic colors. So the fact that they're going to be so poppin' this season, I'm already ready already. Love it. Love it. Okay.
Can I just dress as a chocolate bar?
You know, I love that too.
We got a Spirit Halloween store opening up just down the way. I think I'm going to just dress as a chocolate bar.
Ooh, Hershey's.
I'm very in season.
Yes.
Very chocolate brown. Matches my underpants as well.
Oh, ew.
Ew.
Ew, Jer.
I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but I'm pretty big into the spice scene.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm part of a bunch of Reddit groups where we talk about spices and we trade spices and stuff. It's a whole club. It's a lifestyle.
It's your nickname, Spice Guy.
Spice Guy.
You know, Mr. Spicy.
I'm at Spice Guy on Instagram, which I should look that up now to make sure that's nothing.
I know, right?
Because this is all very tongue in cheek right now. It's all Spice Guy, some sort of horrible person.
Watch Spice.
Yeah, but no, I'm pretty tapped into the spice scene.
Okay.
I talk a lot. I speak at schools about it.
I love spices.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm a fan.
Yeah. You
Watch
can't
me
cook
with my garlic powder. Watch out. I always keep a handful of garlic powder in my front pocket in case I'm being mugged or something on the street and I throw it at the perp.
Yeah.
Right in the eyes.
Also for vampires.
Yeah.
I know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're prepared.
It's very important.
Yeah.
This is stuff we talk about in our chat groups. Well, I was up there at Colorado State University talking to some of the researchers up there, and we were chatting about whether or not our hot, dry summers here in Colorado, paired with our cold winters, could make this big, goofy rectangle we live in the ideal place to grow saffron.
What?
Yeah. Oh. Saffron.
What? I want to do that.
You're like me. I was like, saffron?
I
tell me
more. I want to be a saffron farmer.
Really? They call it red gold because how labor intensive it is to produce.
Yeah.
Current market prices for saffron is about $10,000 per pound of it.
It's hard to keep alive. I can't keep an air plant alive. So maybe I need to rethink this.
So you got to dig deep into the agriculture with this. But Colorado might be the perfect spot to start growing saffron.
No, it's amazing because it is really expensive. I mean,
really?
Even if you go into the grocery store and get a little jar of saffron, that's going to put you back at least $30. And it's really low quality saffron. You have
you
to
don't
use
want that.
Twice as much for the flavor profile. But you put it in paella. You can throw saffron
in a lot
of... Yes,
I've never put it in paella.
Why not? That's where it goes.
Honey, where's the saffron? I'm making paella.
I love paella.
My brother-in-law, he's from Venezuela. He makes a lot of paella.
Yeah, I bet it's good with the crispy rice on
the bottom. It's fine.
Because you have to get you have to have the right pan to make paella.
Yeah,
he does. You know, then you have to get it all
crispy.
He's
got a pan.
You don't like paella? What?
I lie when I go to the events at their house where they make paella.
Yeah.
this is delicious.
What?
Not a fan of the paella.
That's correct.
Right now, my sister is hearing this and freaking out. I'm like, not enough saffron in it.
You love my paella.
I'm a liar. I don't like the paella. Anyway, I love me some saffron. I know there's a black market for saffron. I've been involved in the black market saffron trade for a few years, but... this is pretty exciting stuff for Colorado.
It really is. I mean, we grow a lot of stuff here, whether it's produce, you know.
Yeah.
So we might as well throw
get into the saffron
in
game.
Well. Exactly. Our soil is rich.
What else do you put saffron on? I don't even know.
Oh,
it's used for dyes, isn't it? A lot of dyes.
You put it in paella. You put it in risotto. You can put it in bouillabaisse, cippino. You can put it in
a lot of
rice
based
dishes.
Stuff,
then? Ooh, you want to up your mashed potato game? Throw some saffron up in those
taters. Oh, I got to get on my Reddit thread and talk about that immediately.
Yes, do it. Do it
All right,
now.
Number one morning show in saffron news right here at Mix.